This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Got locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about Mad Max. And Gwyneth, I want to share a little story with you. So,
yep.
Last couple of days, I've been trying to paint the dining room, which is becoming the new studio here at the farmhouse.
Yep.
And the reason I'm telling you this is I've been spackling and sanding and taping, and I made some molding so I could put up what we're calling picture rail, which is something from like the 1890s. It's a perimeter molding drop down about 10 inches from the typical ceiling, and you have these S-shaped hooks, and you hang your pictures, not by driving nails into the wall, but you put these hooks along the rail that's near the ceiling, and then you use, you know, kind of a rope or a wire or some, you know, brass wire or something to hang the pictures from the rail. So you don't put more holes in the wall, and it's actually stronger, because you may want to put these pictures not exactly where a stud lands. So, you know, if the picture or the painting is so heavy that it'll pull out of the wall, it's a much better way of doing it. So I've been working on that and making molding and reshaping molding. And it's been taking weeks and weeks and weeks just to get this one room to where I'm happy with it, rewiring it, that kind of thing. And so went to get paint, and Mrs. Fennelli and I picked out this color that we like, and it's made by Glidden. I've been buying Glidden paint for years and years and years, and it's a standard color. So you go to the color rack, you know, where they have these samples, and you pick the color you want, and you say, this is the one I'd like, and they go, okay, that's number 1, 2, 3, and they can enter that into their computer, and out they put the gallon of, it tells them what kind of a tint base to use, whether it be a light tint base, a medium tint base, or a darker tint base. They put that in, and they hit the go button, and out comes the tint. They shake it, and there you go. Well, all of the Chinese factory outlets, Walmart, have replaced their good old trusty machines that make these tinted paints based on their color chart, or they can match a color that you have. If you have a sample, they can read it with their scanner, and they can, you know, try to duplicate that color. Well, we got the first gallon and put it on. It was great, except it didn't cover all the walls. So three walls had parts that weren't painted. So we went to get...
Oh, dear, I can see what's coming. My husband was a painter and decorator.
Uh-huh.
Your problem's
so you know the
not
rest
unique.
Of the story.
Unique.
Yeah, yeah, so you know the rest of the story. So what... So we called the, now this, first of all, the first, we'll call it Walmart number one. Walmart number one, our son stopped to pick up this paint, and we said, okay, here's exactly what we need, here's the swatch. So he stopped off there, and he went to get it, and they said, okay, yeah, oh, you know what? Our machine's broken, and we don't know when it's going to be fixed. So he came home, and so Mrs. Fennelli and I went to a different Walmart, about 50 miles away, round trip. And we got the paint, and we applied it, and everything was good. Color was right, and we needed more. Another gallon would, you know, more than suffice. And we went there, and, well, they couldn't... We had the label that said how many units of each tint color they applied to the first tint base. Well, they couldn't get the machine to give them the same number of units of the different colors to make the color, the final color. They could not override. So the machine said, oh, no, you don't know what you're doing. We know, the machine knows what these tints should be and how much. And we said, it's not going to make the right color. Well, sure enough, it took three guys, and they worked on it for at least a half an hour. Worked on it. And the first gallon they made wasn't close enough. Second gallon might have been okay, but we didn't know. So we took it home and tried it, and it wasn't. Okay, so now we're looking at painting the whole room again. Now we've got scaffolding up. We've got a ladder on scaffolding. This is a real pain. So we went to another. Well, I called Glidden. I said, "Hey, the guys at Walmart don't know how to use your new machine. What can I tell them so that they can override the computer control?" We don't know. You don't know why? Why don't you know?
Why not?
Because they don't know. Glidden, 800 Glidden. They don't know. And the reason they don't know is they said, "Well, see, we just make the paint and we make the tint and we pick the colors, but we have a hardware company that makes the tinting machine and we have two software companies that make the software to make the tinting machine work, but we don't know how to tell the software what to do because we don't do that. The software company does." Walmart, yes, I mean, this is kind of unbelievable. And what I'm saying, I'm talking about supply chain problems, Glass. This is just paint. I mean, it's not life or death. This is just paint. Well, we're gonna experience more of these computer type problems in the future. So Glidden can't tell me what I need to tell those guys. You know, do they hit Control Alt plus plus plus, or what do they do on their keyboard to allow them to override the computer automated color selection system? They didn't know, and the guys at the Walmart didn't know. Now three of them, including the paint manager, didn't know. So in desperation, I said, I've got this room apart. I'm moving the studio. Everything's all, the equipment's apart. So I got to get this done. Well, and I don't want to temporarily put the studio back together and then take the scaffolding down and then put the scaffolding back up. So what I called a different Walmart, and they said, the guy's here. The guy who's fixing the broken machine is here. I said, okay, can he override this? He can do it. I said, I'm on my way. I'll be there in 30 minutes. He's going to wait for me. Well, he didn't wait. So, and I couldn't find the gal I talked to who took all the notes of exactly how to mix this. She was gone. They paged her twice over the system. What I'm saying is that there are plenty of places where the supply chain can fall apart. And I'm just delineating a few of them that, I experienced with an insignificant problem about just paint. Well, a gal from another department, the cloth and, the fabric department. She saw me and she came over and said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Well, here's what I'm trying to do." She said, "Well, let me try to figure it out." She's pretty intuitive and she figured out how to mix this paint.
Wow.
And it's perfect. So what I'm saying is there are problems with the way we're hiring people. We're hiring people that don't know what they're doing. We're hiring technicians to install systems that don't train people on how to use them. We're hiring people at the 1-800 numbers that don't know the answers to the questions. I mean, gosh, this is unbelievable. And Glidden's a pretty big paint company, especially if they're the main company that's selling paint in Walmart. I mean, that's huge, right? And they still don't know.
That's right.
So the problem is, this is something that's just... Yes, this is just a simple example of what we're going to see in the future, in my mind. Now, to make this worse, I'm waiting while these three guys are trying really their best to figure out how to make this color. And a guy comes up. So these guys are concentrating, looking at the machine. They've got their backs to me and Mrs. Finelli and our son. They're working on trying to get this right. A guy comes by with his cart at Walmart. And he goes, "Hey, where's the super glue?" Now he didn't wait for someone to, see that he was there so he could ask his question. He wasn't polite. He was only interested in where the super glue was. So he yells it out. Now he thinks he's the only guy on the planet, right? He's the only guy.
Yeah.
No one else matters. A couple minutes later, another guy with his car, now I'm talking about people who are middle-aged. I'm not talking about millennials who haven't been raised, you know, by their parents to pay attention. I'm talking about people who should know better. Next guy comes by with his cart. He goes, "Hey, where are those fireplace logs?" Now, those are two not important things, right? Fireplace logs and super glue.
Well, yeah.
Neither one of these guys was concerned about maybe the guys were busy concentrating, trying to do something. That's the kind of thing that's happening. Combine that with when I'm on the road here in the middle of nowhere, there's no way I can drive from the farm to Springfield, Missouri, without being cut off on the way out to Springfield and on the way back. There's no way I can avoid being cut off by some jerk in a truck pulling a trailer. It's impossible. There's always one, at least, who takes risks of putting everyone in harm's way who's near him by cutting us off. And we're not, it's not like they're just picking on us, saying, "Hey, Finelli's here, let's cut him off." They're doing it to other people as well. All I'm saying is, when you're talking about Mad Max, we're talking about supply chain problems. We're talking about people being angry. We're talking about people being disrespectful. We're talking about people being not polite. We're talking about me first. This is just the beginnings, in my opinion, of Mad Max.
I would really, really tend to agree with you there. And there's another thing about the Mad Max movies as well, another few things. George Miller said in interviews, he said the reason why he made those movies the way he actually lived through the fuel crisis, the oil crisis in the 1970s, okay? And most of the class is probably too young to remember that. I was an infant at the time. I don't remember it. But it hit the Australian economy really, really hard. And, you know, if this is such a big country, and it has very, very poor rail infrastructure, and it's getting worse. If you don't have motorized vehicles here, well, you'd better take a leaf out of Mad Max's book and learn a bit of camel handling, is all I can say.
in October of 1973, the Arab oil-producing countries decided they were going to limit the amount of oil that would be shipped to the United States. And that it was a cartel known as the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC.
Okay.
Now, this was, they decided that they would limit about 5%. Our impact was we'd have 5% less oil. We'll talk a little bit more about the dramatic impact of that when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I have oil embargo. And the relationship to Mad Max and shortages and supply chain disruptions. And I lived through the Arab oil embargo. And here's what I remember. I remember seeing signs that said, no gas. 10-gallon limit of gasoline per customer. Now, these were the days, and we're talking about the 1970s, where the average fuel miles per gallon of these large American cars, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler vehicles, it's about 10 to 12, maybe 14 miles per gallon. So 10 gallons of gas would get you, 120 miles if you ran your tank to empty and pushed it, to the curb. The next thing that happened is speed limits across the United States on the interstates and other places were reduced. Speed limits were as high as 70 miles an hour. They were brought down to 55 miles an hour to conserve fuel because the aerodynamic drag of these vehicles at 70 miles an hour was greater, significantly greater at 70 miles per hour than at 55. So slowing down to 55 saved the nation fuel. So you saw these signs that said, no gas, sorry, no gas, pumps closed, empty, no gas today. And then you saw limits, 3 gallons. You'd see signs that say $1, You could buy $1 worth of fuel. Then you'd see signs that say, no limit, not cheap. No limit, not cheap. So you could buy gas, but it costs twice as much as it did the day before. Twice as much. That's the kind of stuff that was going on. Also, the lines to get gasoline, the lines would be 100 cars long. 100 cars long. And it would start at 4 o'clock in the morning when it was dark. People would get there at 4 o'clock in the morning so that they could avoid some of the line for when the gas stations opened at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, sometimes 7 o'clock. Other things that happen is that some of these innovative gas station owners would say, you know what, we're closed for the rest of the day because we pump gas from 8 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning, 1 hour. That's it. That's all we're going to do because that's all the gas that we're going to sell for that day, you know, at 3 gallons per customer. Then they say, well, you know what, but if you need a tune-up, you know, spark plugs, points condenser, rotor, wires, maybe an oil change, if you need all that, you know, we'll put your car up in the bay, we'll put it up on the lift, we'll do all that service. And then, of course, we're going to need to test drive it, make sure it works. So we'll fill it up with a half tank. So if you bought if you bought the tune-up, you could, you know, get a half a tank of fuel. That's how bad it was. Yeah, and Cadillacs, people who had brand new Cadillacs were trading them for used Volkswagens, the Bugs. They call them Beetles, but we used to call them Bugs, Volkswagen Bugs, because they would get maybe 30 miles, 35 miles to the gallon. So a Volkswagen Bug, which was, you know, laughed at, became really popular if you had one. Because you could get from here to there if you had one of those. But the Cadillac was a paperweight or a boat anchor. And that's what it was like. It was terrible. Now, of course, the government...
Did you have the odd and even number plate thing?
Yes,
you know,
we did.
Where if it was Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, or whatever, and you had an odd number plate, you could buy fuel on those days. And if it was Friday, Saturday, or whatever, then if you had an even number plate, you could buy fuel on those days.
The way it worked was if you had the days, you know, the days of the month, the first, second, third, fourth, you would look at the day of the month and you would look at the license plate that you had, and whether it be the first digit or the last digit of your license plate, that would determine if you had an odd numbered license plate, then you could buy gasoline on an odd numbered day, but not on an even numbered day. You're exactly right. It was miserable. Now, it didn't help the lines. The lines were still really long. But you know what the government did? They said, you know what? that's for you all. Now, for us, we have important work to do, so we can get as much gas as we need. No kidding.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
It sounds like hell.
It was awful. And it lasted 2 years. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
today
I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and there's a link to Gwyneth's Facebook page and Steam It page at usaprepares.com. Click on the instructors tab, please. Gwyneth, I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, I'm talking about the supply chain, I'm talking about Mad Max, because I lived through a part of it. I mean, a small, tiny speck of the supply chain crisis. It affected everything. Everything that was plastic was affected. We had price controls. The inflation started increasing, and the government said, you will not raise prices. And when I worked at the auto parts store, we had to post prices of certain things because the government inspectors, detectors, and rejectors would come in and say, well, how much are your spark plugs? You can't raise the prices of them. And then you would see signs when people were in these long lines. I'm talking hours long. Not 1 hour, mm-hmm. not 2 hours, like 4 to 6 hours long, you would see a sign that one of the attendants would come out and he would have this sign and he would post it. It would be magnetic and they'd stick it on the last car. They would say, okay, this is it. This is the last car in this line. Even though there are 40 cars behind this car, this is the last one that's going to get. Yes. Yes. And it would say last car in this line. There were some people... had some humor, and for the prices, they would post, you know, 33.9 cents per gallon, you know, on the sign, and it would say, and for humor, they'd say, gasoline, the price for unleaded is arm, the price for a premium is leg, so it costs an arm and a leg. you would see signs at restaurants, and here's one I found on the internet. It's kind of neat. This guy had a looked like maybe an Italian restaurant, and he was furious with the gas station dealers. And it says spaghetti, no limit, gas dealers accepted, meaning no limit for everybody. But if you're a gas station owner, you don't get the unlimited spaghetti. It's kind of like what people think of lawyers. We, you know, we hate lawyers, right? Like dinner special.
I hate the service station owners.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
And then others, and then other service stations did something. They would say gasoline for regular customers only. Now, here's what happened in the United States. There were these discount stations like Hess, H-E-S-S, and they popped up before the Arab embargo, probably in the 1960s. So you could buy gasoline for a few cents a gallon less if you went to one of these discount stations. So people would switch from their local neighborhood Exxon, which was Esso, E-S-S-O, which was the contest winner's name for Esso, Standard Oil, S period, O period, that was renamed E-S-S-O, which became E-X-X-O-N, and then that became E-X-X-O-N Mobile. But so the people would switch from their local neighborhood village gas station, where they had their cars serviced, and they would still have their cars serviced there, but they would go to the Hess station for discount gasoline. Well, the gas station owners, these independent guys, took revenge on those customers that bought lower-priced gasoline, and they said, you want gas now with this embargo? Okay, we're only going to sell it to regular customers. So since you haven't been a regular customer, take a hike. We're not going to sell you gas. So it became like a war. Mad Max.
Yeah.
It really
Drive
did.
Walls.
And
Drive walls.
I found it. Yes. I found a sign on the internet. And here, when I said the gas stations were only open for a short time, here's one. Commercial vehicles only. 9:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. A half hour. 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
And commercial
one,
vehicles only.
Yeah. Now, it reopened in the afternoon. That was 9:30 in the morning to 10 a.m. So for a half hour in the morning, but they reopened in the afternoon from 2 to 2:45, 45 minutes.
Wow.
That's how serious this was. It was terrible.
And that was just a 5% cut.
It was more than 5% cut from OPEC, but it amounted to a 5% shortfall in fuel availability in the United States. So we made up for it, all but 5% we made up for, and it caused absolute panic, havoc. You couldn't get to work. I mean, unless you're a government employee, because they were able to get fuel, because their jobs are really important. But everybody else suffered, except for the police. You know, they're government. They got all the fuel that they needed to ride around. And what happened was it reshaped the Americans' way of looking at automobiles. So if you had this big gas guzzler, you know, a big full-size, and they, when I say full-size, they were big, you know, a Cadillac, big Ford Galaxies, big Chevrolets, big Chrysler, big all those big, you know, 390 cubic inch engines, 352s, 360s, you know, all these big engines, 472s, they were almost worthless because you couldn't feed them.
Yeah.
And it shaped the new thinking in American automobile purchases. So people said smaller is better. So the guy with the smallest car won. I mean, that was really kind of neat. So we became more fuel efficient. And we were literally turning off lights to save energy because of the Arab oil embargo. Highways that would shut off the lights, and there would be signs someplace that said, lights are off to save fuel, to save energy. It was a dramatic, instantaneous change. And it was, you know, the net result was we became more fuel efficient. But the era of just getting in your car and just going for a drive, that was over.
Was over.
Absolutely over. Now that was an American kind of a cool thing to do. You know, just go for a Sunday drive. Any place in particular? No. You just get in the car, maybe with your family, and go for a drive. That was absolutely over.
Yeah, that whole culture ended.
Yes.
Well, it was something similar, apparently, here in Australia. I was born in 1974, so I wasn't even alive for the beginning of the oil crisis. But the important thing for people to remember is this has actually happened within living memory. This actually happened. There's people there that remember this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to realize that this is the background behind the Mad Max movies and the way that they unfolded like they unfolded. In the Mad Max movies, it eventually leads to complete societal collapse, okay, to the point where people... they go back to using donkey carts. There's one guy, he has a cart pulled by some wolfhounds or something like that, you know. In the Thunderdome movie, it begins with Mad Max, you know, driving a camel wagon. And he's converted, it looks like a four-ton Ford truck or some such vehicle. Covered truck to be pulled by a team of about six or eight camels. And you think, wow, that's kind of crazy. But for about 50 years, before 18 wheelers became common, between Perth and Geraldton in Western Australia, there were only two ways to get freight from Southern Australia to Northern Australia along the west coast, and that was you could put them on one of a small fleet of ketches, that means small yachts, that would run up and down the coast and come in at the ports. They would come in at Durian Bay, they would come in at Geraldton, they would come in at Port Gregory, and they would come in at Carnarvon along the west coast of Western Australia. Or you could go and see the Muhammad brothers, who were cameleers. And they had the camel trade. They had camel caravans running up the west coast overland from Perth to Geraldton. And the cameleers were operating all through the first half of the 20th century. And when my father was a small boy, he was living in Kalgoorlie. It was in Geraldton. And he had one of his relatives say to him, come up here and see this. And he came to the window and he saw the last camel caravan coming into Geraldton from Perth. And And if you can imagine what it would be like to have an Afghan caravan of dromedaries, okay, they were using the one-humped camels, not the two-humped camels. That was what they used for all the overland freight in the early days between Geraldton and Perth, and between Perth and Geraldton, and even up to Carnarvon, and even up to Broome. So we're talking about a camel route of the magnitude of about 3,000 kilometres. And this is in living memory. There are very, very old people who are still alive today who actually remember the last of the camel caravans. And, you know, you think, well, how did people do it before 18-wheelers were invented? That's how people did it in Australia before 18-wheelers were invented. And the western half of Australia was basically cut off from the eastern half of Australia, except for one dirt track, which was the Nullarbor Highway, the Eyre Highway. And that was only paved in the middle of the 20th century. And before that, it was quite literally a dirt track.
Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come
back.
We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about the Arab oil embargo. Gwyneth was one when she lived through 1 year of it. She was 1 year old at the time. I was a little older. And there were some new products that popped up as a result of the Arab oil embargo. And one of them was a locking gas cap. Because prior to that, yeah, you need to have a lock on the gas cap.
Yeah.
And siphoning. People would siphon gasoline out of parked vehicles. So if you had a vehicle in your driveway, or if you had your vehicle in your garage and you had the garage door open, people might go into your garage or to your driveway with their 5-gallon gas can and a hose and siphon gasoline out. Now, in addition to that, if they saw a gas can in your garage, they would just go and take the whole gas can and leave. And another thing that we saw was lawns. Lawns were getting taller and taller and taller because nobody in his right mind
would use... People didn't want to mow them. They couldn't mow them because they couldn't get gas to run the lawnmower.
That's exactly right. They couldn't get the gasoline to run the lawnmower. And what are we talking about, class? You know, these push mowers back in the 1970s, they held a quart of gasoline, and we didn't have that. So lawns got tall, and it's even worse than that. Cars would run out of fuel on the highways and the byways.
Do you know something, Vincent? That is something that is actually happening around here, and it's a problem. People can't afford to put fuel in their cars. They simply can't afford it. They'll pull, the car will run out of fuel, they'll pull it over by the side of the road, and they'll leave it there. And you'll come back the next week, and the same car's still there by the highway. And not only that, the local extortion racket, the local police, if they don't like you, they'll pull you over and they'll take the number plates off your vehicle. And then you've got a choice. You can wait for them to go away and run the gauntlet home, or you can leave your car parked on the side of the road. And you might come back, and I kid you not, if you leave your car parked on the side of the road around here, you know, somebody, some of the local Yahoo teenagers might decide to make a bonfire out of it on the side of the road. I kid you not. There's burnt-out cars on the side of the road around here.
I've seen it. I have seen at Watkins Glen Racetrack a bunch of young people set fire to a bus. I'm talking about a tour bus.
For fun. And this is their idea of fun. Now, I know we're almost out of time. I have to mention the Wastelanders, okay? There's actually people who are anticipating this coming. And they are into preparedness. And they are actually preparing in a very, very Mad Max fashion. Borrowing ideas from the Mad Max movies in order to set themselves up for the apocalypse. Okay? These people are full on serious. And it seems to be particularly around Arizona and New Mexico. Okay? In the United States. I'm not sure if they're in Australia or not. They probably are. But you know something? Maybe that's not such a bad idea for them. And they have every year a Wastelanders meetup somewhere in Arizona for a whole weekend where all the Wastelanders all get together, and some of them are just doing, you know, cosplay type, what do they call them, LARPA, live-action role-play type people. But according to some reports, about half of them are actually genuinely interested and actively preparing for the apocalypse and live like that full-time.
Yeah, and here's a comment. Here's a final comment that I have about today's lesson with Gwyneth. My parents were frugal. Why? Because they lived through the first Great Depression. Why do I live the way I live? Because I lived through things like the Arab oil embargo. And why does Gwyneth live the way she does? Because of her life experiences. That's why we live like this. That's why we're different.
Yep.
And we're trying to teach you that the supply chain is going to fail. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being
with
us.
That's the truth.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.